Hi Alyssa, I'm Daria. Welcome to Metal Sock Finland. My pleasure to interview you. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very fine. As the time is limited, today we talk mainly about your upcoming album, War Eternal, which will come out soon on June 10th via Century Media. But before we go to the album, please tell me, Alyssa, how Arch Enemy fans have welcomed you to the band?
It's amazing, actually. They've been so positive, so welcoming. I mean, I think the fact that we made, you know, a solid album really helps. But, they've been really great. You know, they're actually, like, you know, on stage they've been cheering my name from the crowd, actually. Cheering, like, Alyssa, while I'm performing. So it's been really, really great.
Oh, great. That's a good start, I'd say. Yeah. And how, in general, you met with the guys? I mean, this change from the Agonist to Arch Enemy, how it happened?
Well, they Arch Enemy contacted me.
Yeah.
Because Angela contacted me because she had decided to retire. So that's pretty much it. They just contacted me and told me that they were looking to continue the band, that needed a singer and wanted me to be the singer, and so we started working together that way.
Okay, great. So you started to work right away.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, listen, Michael Amott has said that this album, that he's always searching for the perfect Arch Enemy song. So what do you say? Is that song in War Eternal?
There's so many good Arch Enemy songs. It's really hard to choose, but I think that all the songs on War Eternal are really, really strong. Like, it's very hard for me to pick a favorite song, actually. I don't know if it's perfect, but there's definitely some of the best Arch Enemy songs I've ever heard on this album.
And talking about the tracks, after listening, I've been listening to them now a couple of times, and I can say that this album really makes the difference. I mean, there is
doubt,
you're welcome, there is no doubt that Angela changed extreme metal to a new level, but with you, the band seemed to have a new weapon. I mean, as to open, let's call it, a whole new chapter for Arch Enemy. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do, actually. I definitely felt, you know, a spark, a definite chemistry working with these guys and working with Angela as the manager, and I feel just like I have such a good team behind me now. We're just such a solid team working to make this Arch Enemy machine roll, you know.
That's very important, because if you don't have this spirit, good spirit inside the family, let's say, as the band always is, then it's much, let's say, it wouldn't be so easy to work to create new stuff. That's true. Listen, these 13 tracks that are offering a nostalgic nod to the past and a stunning example of what is possible in the future. I know Michael should reply to this one, but what can you tell me about the songwriting process and the topics?
Well, I mean, I was involved in the songwriting, actually, so I can answer it as well. I wrote half the album.
Okay, great.
So, I mean, we definitely explored some more personal topics. You know, the lyrics are very, very deep.
Yeah.
They range from being more complex and more simple, but they really connect, I think, with the listener. And the way that they're presented in the songs, I think, really makes for a really, really strong delivery of the thoughts behind the songs. And Michael and I have quite different styles of writing lyrics, but we happen to write about quite similar topics, actually, this time around. So, it's an interesting album. I think it's pretty different for both of us.
Yes. And how much time it took to write all these 13 in all?
It took about a year. From beginning to end, you know, like when Michael and Nick first started jamming out ideas on their end, I think it was about a year ago.
Okay.
And then, we did some demos, we jammed, we were, you know, really trying out the new lineup and the new songs. before going into studio.
And the album has also two instrumental tracks, Graveyard of Dreams, in the middle of the album, and the last one, Not Long for This World. And to me it seems that they give a sort of time out to the concept. I mean, you know, time to breathe before the blast goes on. But what is your opinion, and what can you tell me about these instrumental songs?
I think those instrumental tracks are a really cool way to sort of create a dynamic movement to the album. You know, it allows for like a little break. You know, one of those tracks is actually like the slowest piece of music that anyone has ever recorded. It's very dreamy, it's very slow. I think it really makes you feel like you're actually sort of going on a journey through the album rather than just, you know, listening to a collection of songs.
Yes, that impression I got also. And talking about the title, War Eternal, which is the third track of the album, why that song is the best to title the album?
You know, I don't think that you know, the song War Eternal is necessarily like the best song on the album. It's a fantastic song.
Yeah.
But it's very hard to say what the best song on the album is because I've really like all of the songs a lot.
Yeah.
But we thought that War Eternal was, you know, the right tempo and the right feeling and the right lyrics to sort of represent Arch Enemy moving forward into a new chapter, but also, you know, remaining Arch Enemy.
Yeah.
And I think it represents the band very well. And so and it's also just like a solid title.
Yeah.
So we decided to call the album that.
So sort of a red line that gathers the
mm-hmm.
main idea of the album.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then the bonus track is in a special edition is Mike Oldfield's cover Shadow on the Wall. Why this choice?
That's actually a question that Michael would be better off answering.
what do you know about it? Why?
Yeah, that was a song that Mike chose. Actually, he's a big Mike Oldfield fan. That song was very influential for him.
Okay.
And but we wanted to present the song in a new way. We didn't want to just do the song exactly the same way as the original, but we also didn't want to change it too much because we like the original.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had all sorts of ideas on how to do that song, you know.
Yeah.
I was ready to sing my guts out on it or scream it or, you know, I had so many ideas, but we ended up trying to do sort of like dark, almost industrial feeling version, almost like a Rammstein-ish sound on the song, and in the end, it's a really cool version of it, I think.
Yes, it is, indeed. And in all, one main keyword comes to my mind for this album is energy. It's the album full of details, but how would you describe it?
Almost the same way, actually. I think I would have to say it's very interesting.
Yes.
You know, it keeps your interest. There's always something new happening. You're excited. It's exciting, you know. You want to hear what's going on. You know, you're curious about what's coming next. And I think that's really, in a large part, due to really well-structured songs and, you know, like you said, all the details that we included.
Yes, great. And it was produced by the band itself and mixed and mastered by Jens Borgen, who has been working also with Obed and Paradise Lost. What can you tell me about this cooperation, as it was the first time you worked with him?
He did an amazing job, actually. That I was so happy when I heard the mix. I mean, I thought the demos actually sounded pretty good, but then I heard, you know, the unmixed tracks, and I thought that sounded amazing.
Yeah.
And then when I heard the mixed tracks, I was just, like, blown away. Like, I didn't think it could sound any better.
Yeah.
And, he really understood the music and made it sound as good as it could possibly sound. I'm so happy to finally, you know, like, be a part of something that sounds this huge and this epic.
Yeah, that's very important. And can we talk about the cover artwork?
Yeah, the cover artwork, it was made by an artist named Kostin Kyorianu.
Yes.
But it's actually quite complex. It's we see almost like a inferno, almost like a hellish church scene. And there's a figure in the middle that looks like death, and he's cradling a baby in his arms. And then there's four figures surrounding him, all sort of looking attentively at the baby. And these figures have either corporate suits on or a religious garb on, but they have the heads of rats and pigs. And so it's actually really complex, really interesting cover artwork. I think it speaks a lot, and it also speaks a lot when you pair it with the songs on the album.
Yeah, great. So it has the direct connection to the album and its themes. Great.
Exactly,
Okay, in March you released the first video for the title track, War Eternal, and in a short time it got a huge number of clicks, visits, and this morning I looked at the statistics and it's been more than 3 million times seen. So the numbers talk by themselves, of course. And then, of course, just recently you released also the lyric video for As the Pages Burn. What kind of feedback you have got from your fans and critics? You told me that they have welcomed you very well to the band, and that's already a marvelous thing. But for these two tracks that you have released, what has been the feedback?
Yeah, we've gotten such an overwhelming reaction. We definitely weren't expecting that.
Yeah.
It's been really, really positive, really great. We just released another music video yesterday for the song You Will Know My Name. And people are loving that as well. So, I think people are really excited about Arch Enemy, and we are too. So it's a good situation.
Yes, you know, time to time, you know, on this social network as Facebook is, I've been talking with my friends about you, and everybody seems to wait and say, hey, this album I gotta have, and they realize that it's different.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's been super supportive. We're very thankful for that.
Great. And then you are currently touring Europe, and then you go to the summer festivals, and September starts, let's say, another European tour with Vader, Creator, and Sodom. What are your expectations on these festivals and tours?
I'm not really sure what I expect, but I know what I'm going to do, and I'm just going to deliver 1,000% like I have been, you know, really just working as hard as I can and letting it all out on stage, because that's actually what feels best, you know, to give it all on stage.
Yeah.
And there's usually like a really good exchange of energy in the crowd too when we perform our hearts out like that. So I look forward, you know, based on how the shows have been going so far, I'm really, really excited to continue playing shows.
Yes. So we are looking forward. I hope one day I can see you on stage. Alisa, before the last question, please tell me about your amazing voice and growl. I mean, is it something that comes naturally, or how you train it, or how you keep it up?
It is something that came naturally, actually. I never took any lessons or anything. I just practice a lot, you know. I just really focus on the subtle nuances that you can change within your voice, just like changing, you know, how much air you use or the tension that you put into your vocal cords or the shape of your mouth.
Yeah.
It's all, you know, it all has to do with the sound that you make, and that's how I learned how to do it, and that's how I do it now.
It must be, or I think it is, very, very tough, I mean, if you are on tour and you have to sing night after night.
It's not so bad. Not so bad, actually. It's like you know, working out. The more you work out, the stronger your muscles become.
Yes.
And it's the same thing with singing.
You have found out your own tactic and own method.
Yeah, exactly.
Alisa, now the word is yours, the last question. How would you like to close this our chat? With a growl, which I would love to hear, or with your message to your fans and Metalso Finland readers and to those who will listen to our chat?
Well, I can't really finish it with a growl because I'm sitting in a hotel lobby with lots of people around me right now. So that would be rude, but I would just like to say, you know, thank you so much for the support. You know, all the fans that I've had over the years, all the fans of Arch Enemy that have been, you know, welcoming me into the band, I really appreciate it. We could not do this without people supporting the music, and we're really proud of War Eternal. It was a very emotional process for us to make this album, but we really, really love it, and we're excited for everyone else to hear it too, because that's really what we do this for, you know, for people to be able to hear our music.
Great to hear. Alyssa, first of all, I thank you very much for this chat, and I wish you all the best for this time waiting for the release, and of course, the tour shows and everything, go and kill them, as they say.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Alyssa. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.